You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now on the phone from the new horror movie, The Prodigy, actress Taylor Schilling. How are you, Taylor?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Congrats on your movie. I know it just hit theaters.
Thank you.
How would you explain the premise?
I play the mother to a son who starts acting pretty strangely, and she then has to take some pretty wild steps to try to take care of him.
Oh, okay. That's a good little teaser right there. Who's the actor who plays your son?
His name is Jackson. His name's Jackson. He's lovely.
Oh, he's like Madonna with one name. Okay.
He's a Madonna with one name. No, his last name is Jackson Robert Scott.
Jackson Robert Scott. All right.
Yes.
And what kind of, are you able to say what kind of crazy stuff you do to protect him?
Well, it gets really wild. But, I mean, he starts behaving pretty, you know, I think the character I play, Sarah, is very eager to believe in her son and trust that there's still an opportunity for him to blossom and be a healthy little kid. And as the movie progresses, it becomes more and more clear that that might not be a possibility.
Sometimes you can only do your best. He's going to turn out the way he's going to turn out. Now, does this kid really have two different colored eyes like in the trailer?
No, but it's pretty cool to see how that looks afterwards. Yeah. That was not something that he does not have two different color eyes.
Okay. I know some people actually with two different color eyes. So it's
do
possible.
You really?
Yeah.
What is that?
A girl. I don't know what it is.
Really?
It looks kind of cool too. It's like a stain in the eye.
It's like actually, something chromia.
It's something. It's like a stain on the pupil.
Oh, it's called hyper. Yeah, you're right. It's something chromia. Yeah.
We're very scientific.
That's exactly
scientific.
What it is.
Yeah. Something chromia. That's what it is.
You know, Taylor. Yeah. There's been quite a few strong female leads in horror right now. Bird Box, Hereditary, Halloween. Why do you think these movies are responding so well with audiences?
Well, I think that it provides the opportunity for some really heightened circumstances and for any character to prove quite heroic within them. The horror genre, to me, really is a ripe opportunity to overcome some pretty significant hurdles. For a character to overcome some pretty significant hurdles, or at least navigate their way through them in a way that, you know, has the potential to be pretty interesting to watch.
Right.
As well as frightening. So I think that's a part of what makes it work.
Yeah, they're fun, too. They're just fun to
watch. Yeah, they're really fun.
So
very visceral experience.
Totally.
Being in a theater and having the pants scared off you.
good date movie. Let's talk Orange is the New Black season 7 coming up this summer. What can you tease us about with the final season?
Well, I think that we're, as ever, the writers are really using the characters to explore some themes that we're, you know, collectively dealing with in our country, and giving a voice to issues that are just in our collective consciousness. And while doing that, we're going to see all these people that we've known for just a long time now make their way in the world or still in the system.
So you're happy with the way the show's going out?
Sure. Yes. I mean, I think it's a great show, and it's been a really special moment for everyone.
Nice.
How do you think you would really hold up in prison?
I think that eventually I might figure it out, but I do not have the innate constitution to do prison well.
As an actress, you would look at it as a role, I imagine. Just sort of just put yourself in that space.
Really, really method.
No.
Taylor, I know you're from Boston. Were you excited about the Super Bowl at all, or did you care?
I was really excited for my father and my brother and my family and friends out back home. They were thrilled, very excited about it. I myself, not as excited about the Super Bowl. It doesn't do it for me.
Not so much.
I personally don't really care, but I really love a lot of people who care a lot.
I'm with you on that. All right. In the meanwhile, yeah. The Prodigy is in theaters now. You can follow her on Instagram at Tay J Schilling. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Have a good day, you guys.
You got it. You too.
On with Mario Lopez.